marvelous.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stuwe, and this is the Diaspora Forum.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021. Where I'm actually broadcasting from home on the Diaspora Forum because of the COVID-19 pandemic currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health has said as of yesterday, April 13th, 2021, there were 37,330 confirmed cases, including 34,932 recoveries, and some sad news, 1,543 deaths. And we have to say that this is from when the pandemic started in March. And going to the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in its second phase, we have 218,516 people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19 so far, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. So there are roughly about 219,000 people that have received their first doses, and there are about 30,000 people that have received their second doses. And as what Marvelous is saying, it seems as if, they are over 1,500 people who actually succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. But, when we look at the figures, Marvelous, it seems as if 37,330 people actually tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year. And out of this number, 34,932 people recovered. And we've got roughly about one person yesterday who succumbed to COVID-19, and 23 actually tested positive for COVID-19. So now we also have got news about the situation in Mozambique, where SADC met last week, the SADC leaders, and actually decided to deploy a technical team in Mozambique. We know that the Islamic State is causing havoc in northern Mozambique, and that is Cabo Delgado. And we know that recently they attacked a place called Palma. And then at the same time, we know that Zimbabwe has actually revived its National Youth Service. Still remember it?
Yes.
It was there, and some people are saying it's a wrong move. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the banning of hit streak for 8 years from cricket. Hit streak is sort of like a very big name in Zimbabwe cricket.
Yes.
So he has been banned for 8 years from all cricket matters, because he allegedly accepted that he did it, He confessed that there are certain things that he actually did. So, and then we'll talk about some of these issues as we go, Marvelous.
Yes, and we are also going to be featuring a Zimbabwean lady based here in North Carolina to tell us her journey about, how she is coping during COVID-19, and also her journey through depression, which we've seen, according to, studies that have been done, is very rampant right now because of COVID-19. But also before that, some people in the diaspora have been facing depressive situations. So we're going to be taking a look and speaking to Patricia Mujuru, who's also known as Mamoyo Muroji on Facebook and all her social media platforms. So she'll be sharing with us what, she has gone through, and she has also taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So she will share with us her experience taking that vaccine, and also what she's facing living day to day here in the diaspora when the whole world is at the moment facing the COVID-19 pandemic. Saka kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, nasi tichange tiine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pasi rose rakatarisana nedenda recovid-19, uyezve tinoona zvakare kuti pasi rose pari zvino vapinda ivo pakubaya nhomba. Nhomba yecovid-19 kuZimbabwe, tinoona kuti kune nhomba dzakabva kuChina, uyezve panga paine mutauro nezuro yekuti iyo pari zvino pane nyaya dzekuti China haina kunge yanyatsosvitsa nhomba idzi zviri pamutemo ku World Health Organization. Saka tikaona vanhu vachipokana vachida kunyatsozva kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya iyoyi, asi tine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai muzuva ranhasi, Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo kunongo kuye kwetula kumavela. Siyabona kuti sivile kule ndawo ezinenge kakhulu. Olunye udaba lwangukona ikonoko kuye ukuthi eZimbabwe i-COVID-19 ithwalisa nzima abantu. So la bantu wengine 200,000 tasa wakatwe hospitali amacheksi na wote umzima pela uzivigele u COVID 19. Kwa sababu kwa abatula abatula pose 30,000 tasa wakatwe hospitali amacheksi lao. So kanya zanu ya kubera kuna hali zibabu kutoa kwa ukanya kule mkulumo amacheksi lao utamacheksi lao angave angazanga etule mfanelo za kulu e Sinopharm kanya zani ilo tupo pakati sina zi okunye kuti kuya ngapi. Kuzobuya ke kwe Mozambique ngale marvelous isathi kike yahlangana sibili yaphatha umhlangano obambileyo sibili bakhuluma ngokuthi kumele ba deploy i technical team kona ngale kwe Mozambique. So singakayithatshana, let's listen to what the static chairperson said about what is going on in Mozambique before we actually get into you know, most of these issues. So here we are, marvelous.
We all agree that the deteriorating security situation in the northern province of Cabo Delgado in Mozambique is indeed a serious threat to peace and security, not only in our sister country, but also to the whole region and humanity at large. In particular, the recent attacks in the town of Palma have recently demonstrated the magnitude of the problem at our doorsteps. These disheartening and indiscriminate attacks on the civilian population have not only resulted in the loss of many innocent lives, but have also exacerbated the humanitarian crisis, especially the need for the provision of basic services such as food, water, and shelter to the affected population. There is an absolute need for an integrated and coordinated regional approach to effectively deal with terrorism. This is the main reason we are meeting here today. I believe that in our collective, we can successfully and effectively show that our values are sacrosanct and indestructible. Of immediate and critical importance is the need for increased information exchange in the region, especially intelligence gathering and sharing. This is important, especially given the nature of terrorism, as I described above, among others. I am confident that our meeting will be able to come up with even more concrete initiatives aimed at ensuring that the scourge of terrorism does not find home in our region.
Yeah, lapho ke umunye obekhuluma khona ngale ke ngisenza isatic meeting khona ngale ke eMaputo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke marvelous kulabantu abavela eZimbabwe, eBotswana, kanye lamanye amazwe kusatic region abakusatic troika laba bakhangela ngezombangazwe nangeze security. So labo leyo ke inkokheli yesatic yethu kumele ke bezame icebo khona ngale eCalvot regarding lezinye indawo nxa sokhangelwe ePalma khona ngale ke ohlatshelwa ukuhlasela abantu abaningi. Kukhanya zwana umuntu omunye odabuka eZimbabwe ubulewe khona ngale bavela. So lolu luhlupho olumangalisayo.
Aiwa, apo tukona isu zviri kuitika Mozambique pari zvino uko takaona vakuru vakuru vemunyika dzemusadak vakawanikwa vachisangana kuti vabatanidze misoro kuti vaone kuti zvoitwa sei pane zviri kunzi iko pane vanopfurikidza mwero vari munyika iyo yeMozambique vari kukonzera mhirizhonga uyezve nekuuraya vanhu. Saka potaona zvakare masoja ari kuedza iyo kuti achengetedze runyararo munzvimbo iyi uyezve Zimbabwe nedzimwewo nyika vakabvumirana kuti vawanikwewo vachibatanidza misoro kuti vaende semasoja kuti vanobatsira masoja imomo muMozambique. Gids.
Yes, so let's start with our guest today. We've got Patricia Majoni. She lives here in USA. Go ahead, marvelous, and pose some questions to her.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Patricia Majoni. Tozoti vazhinji vanokuzene sitari kuti mamo. Titaurewo panguva ino yeCovid makawanikwa muchitora here nhomba iyi yeCovid 19. Tombotanga ikoko tozopinda mune zvimwe izvi.
Maita basa nekundunza pano pachirongwa. Sarangu ndinonzi Patricia Majoni, but vanhu vazhinji vanondiziva samamo murozvi. Ndiyo ndo mutupo wangu ndinoera muoyo wevarozvi.
Tombopinda panyaya yeCovid 19, makawanikwa muchitora here nhomba iyi yeCovid 19 uyezve Covid 19 yakamira sei kwamuri ikoko kuNorth Carolina?
Wangu ndakawa ndakatora nomba. Ndakatora iya inobaiwa kaviri. Saver. Ndoya ndakatora. Saka ndakatanga kubaiwa yekutanga. Ndikamira 21 days. Ndikazodzokera kunobaiwa yepiri. Pandakabaiwa yekutanga handina zvandakanyanyonzwa. Ndakangonzwa pandakabaiwa kwachoko. Kwa kuri kuruboshwe. Kungonzwa kungorema. Zvokutadza kusumudza ruoko. Asi pandakazobaiwa yepiri, ndakambopinda umachira. Pandakangopinda umachira ndofunga kwemazuva maviri. Ndangainzwa mwiri wangu uchita kunga ndarohwa nemota kana nezvitina. Ruoko ndisingagoni kusumudza. Ndichinzwa kunge ndaita flu-like.
Parizvino hakunzwa sei?
Parizvino ndanzvanzisa iyo.
Ko muri mune mhuri here uyezve vakabayiwawo here zviri kufamba sei?
Ne vasikana vangu vaviri vari panapa. Pata pasati padaidzwa nyaya yevana kuti vanobayiwa. But ndakanzwa manje manje kuti zvakazodaidzwa kuti vana vane 16 years and above vanokwanisa kunobayiwa. But zvisati zvadaro, iro svondo rimwe iri, svondo rapera iri. Mwana wangu musikana mudiki akabatwa nayo COVID. Saka iye zvinezvi haasisina COVID. Mukoma wake nokubatawo ndiye ari pautenda right now. But he has symptoms haana kunyanya kushata. Ari kukosora nekunzwa musoro.
Tomboenda munyaya imwe yamanga muri kutaura imi mazuva apfuura, nyaya yedepression kana kuti kushushikana zvikuru imo muno mudiaspora. Chimbotipakurirai kuti imi zvakafamba sei kuti muzowanikwa muchibatwa chirwere ichi kana kudenda iri redepression?
Inini ndakabatwa nedenda iri 2010. Chekutanga ndakafirwa nababa gore iroro. Ndofunga handina kuti zvitora zvakanaka because nguva yacho ndanisa ndane mapepa ekuti ndifambe ndinowana closure. Saka ndakatsemba zvisizvo ndikaira ndapinda mudenda iri. Asi zvakazonyanya kundibatanidza kuti ndibva ndazonyanya kurwara. Hama dzangu ndakarwara. Ndakarwara kwe 8 months. Zvakabva zvabatanidza kuti musi wacho iwo wakavigwa baba vangu ndakavingwa nevanhu vemutemo. Vakati tanzwa kuti iwe unogara muno hauna mapepa. Zvakandibata. Zvakandibata. Asi hangu handina kutorwa kuno kana kujera, asi ndanga ndingori musungwa womumba nekuti vakanditi handina mhosva dzimwe dzandakambopara muno. Ndina kana DUI, handina anything pazita rangu. Plus zvindanga ndine vana vaviri vanga vari kuchikoro vana vakazvarwa muno. Saka ndakarwara zvokurwara zviya zvisinga.
So briefly tell us about your experience with COVID. How has been the going?
Right now, nenye COVID ya.
Okay, do you mind if you can change to English?
I'll say it again.
Do you mind saying it in English? Just for it.
Oh, yeah. Right now, during the COVID, when it started, last year in February, I almost got into a depression again because I panicked. When I was seeing people dying, especially in New York and New Jersey, when it started, seeing those mobile mortuaries at the doorstep of the hospitals, I panicked. I was so scared. I thought, that's the end of it. Everybody's gonna die.
So the whole family has been having some kind of experience with COVID-19, right?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
I got
my
vaccine, but right now I have two kids with COVID right now as we are talking.
So how are you living in the same house?
Yeah, we are living in the same house, but they live in their bedrooms. I just go and give them food and tell them what to do, and that's what we are doing. That's what the doctor said I have to do.
How difficult is that situation when you are you know, in that kind of particular situation?
And it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult because, you know, you want to see your kids, you want to see how they are doing, but you just, like, go to the door and ask what is going on, are you taking your medication, and everything.
Yeah, so, lapha ke sikhuluma lo mama uPatricia Matshoni uyakhuluma lapha ke uPatricia Matshoni amavela sokuthi yena ukwabanjwa iCovid abantwana sebanjwe iCovid njalo uthi ke ukwabanjwa lale ngedepression idepression ke umthwasa nzima so ke uthi hayi kwamanje kungani uselungile ke kodwa ukuthi ulabantwana ababanjwe iCovid so umunye wangkhona khathesi sikhuluma kunje kule Covid so khangazani ke situation yangkhona inzima kakhulu so mavela sikhuluma ke then we cross over
Tomboti Panevamwe Vakati Raparishino, or if there are some people that are listening right now, what can they learn from your story, especially when it comes to depression?
Yes, they can. Yeah, quiet, Patricia Majone.
I think what I'm just saying is people need to be educated with this mental health. The more you keep quiet, the more you go down the drain. You have to say it. For you to go in the treatment, you have to tell somebody. You have to say it out. If you just keep quiet, you're just going to die. That's how I feel.
Muchaura neesho na kutikana paine vamwe vakati reparation. Munanga zive sei kuti anyanyo rwara uyezve azvamirwa nepfungwa uyezve zvizvi zvangaiti. Kana achinge aona kuti kana pazvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka imi makaziya sei kuti maane depression iyi
inini matangira ndakaita kuti ndizoziva kuti ndine depression chekutanga ndakaenda ku home office kuti ndinopuwa mapepa angu ndobva ndanyimwa pandakadzoka ndakangosvika ndikarara mumagumbezi ndaka nebhutsu zvese nehembe handina kukwanisa kumuka kubvira ipapo ndakatanga kungoti handikwanisi kudya handikwanisi kufunga muse ndakasika tombozi kuti ndaenda kubasa here kana kuti ndadzoka here kana kuti ndabikira vana here ndobva ndakaziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe.
Maybe you just say that in English. How did you know that you had depression? What did you first notice?
I first noticed that my mood changed. That was the first thing. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to even go to the doctor. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't even want to go to work. I didn't even know what I have in my bank account. I didn't know. Because my kids took all the money which was in my bank account, which was $4,000.
Really?
In that time. But I never knew that they did that. Because my mind was not...
What was their reason for doing that?
They told me after when I was well, they told me, Mom, you were not taking care of us. You were not cooking. So we were taking that money to buy Domino's, to buy Chinese food. But they took $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that they did that. I knew after 8 months that they did that.
And what was the aha moment for you now to say, hey, I need to get treatment? How did that happen? Where did you go?
The first time is my manager called me and he said, Patricia, you are not coming to work. You already have 50 days out of work. What is going on? And I opened up to him and he said, okay, you need to take a leave so you can go and get checked.
Mm-hmm. And then did you do that?
Excuse me?
Did you do that? How long did it take you to actually go to hospital? What did it take?
As soon as I come back, when I was, they told me I can't work.
Mm-hmm.
I called my pastor, Reverend Gumbo, and I told him, you know, I need help. I need to go to the hospital. I'm not feeling okay. And he told me, I knew all about it, but I didn't want to ask you. Now you've opened it up. Do you really want to go to the hospital? And I said, yes. That's when I started my journey for treatment for anxiety and depression.
Yes, can you hold on? We are coming back to you shortly. So let's go to Mr. Tim Sipa. Mr. Tim Sipa lives in UK. Welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Gibbs, and thank you, everyone.
Yes, so tell us about your experience with COVID-19 in the UK. How's it going there?
Yes, so far at the moment, the numbers, or the, I'll say the level of it, it seems to be going down at the moment, and the business is starting to open up as normal, especially down south. Mm-hmm. They were the first one to have the green light. So in Scotland, things are starting to kind of like moving to the right direction. So probably by next week, most of the business will be back to normal. But it was difficult. It's been really tough because when it started last year, we were one of the essential workers. So as we're cutting, I'm working in transport industry, so we had to cut off the service because most people that were transporting to work or from work, some of them were at home, so we had to cut off the service as well. So, but I was one of the people who were still working at that time. The half of the, or more than half of the team, were on furlough. Mm-hmm. So they were at home. So for the first month, I was working, and it was hard. You didn't know what to expect. You know, try to keep yourself in the cab and keep yourself more in like everything was just new to everyone. You know, mm-hmm. you didn't know who's gonna bring it to you, and if people are passing closer to you, you're still dealing with customers and stuff. It was tough. So people were not keen on wearing masks at first.
Mm-hmm.
And some were taking like the whole thing as if, no, that's just made up stories. That there's nothing like that, because they've not seen anyone who's got it.
But right now, they're absolutely wearing masks, right?
Yeah, the majority now, yeah, they do. And thankfully, even in shops, I think that they've enforced that now. So if you don't have the mask, you're not allowed to go in some areas. Mm-hmm. So even on public transport, on buses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, it's mandatory now. So everyone has to. It's everybody's responsibility to see that we're all safe, you know.
Yes, so now I'm going to send the message to Katesi, Kumenjan, Kulangapunas Kangela, COVID 19. So, this is what we're going to do. The Lapoko Columbus was the Baneng. Bakuna, you know, Baz, you were serving Jay, Mkutanlo, Jalo, Baobamba, Jan Mkutanlo, Mafan Columbo, Bounce.
Yeah, we'll end our, yeah, Bakuna, Eng Bazio, the. Ebesiphilisana lapho sijwayelene bake babanjwa yiwo lo mkhuhlane uyabona kuyethusa uyazi ukuthi ngoba lo mkhuhlane ngesikhathi vele ufika umuntu ozwakala kuthiwa umbambile uyazi ukuthi vele ubucabanga ukuthi lo muntu ke ushouthi uyasishiya manje but as time goes on people knew how to abantu baba lolwazi lokuthi bangazisiza kanjani before bathole usizo kumadokotela noma ezibhedlela entweni ezinjalo. So uthola ukuthi lokho kwasiza khona lokho ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangaziphilisa kanjani njalo bazizwa njani ukuze babone ukuthi sebelawo lo mkhuhlane iluphi unyawo okumele baluthathe lapho ukwenzela ukuthi baphephe njalo basindise labanye abaseduzane labo entweni ezinjengama-isolation, you know, isolate yourself. Ikakhulu uma uhleli le moli kukhanya ngathi kuba lobukhuni obunzima kakhulu ngoba uma uhlala nabantu wena sokumele uzivalele kwelakho ikamera wedwa uyabona whereas kumele li-alternate ukuthi lifika kanjani ekhishini lapho uyethola ukudla noma bakwenzela bakulethele emnyango baqoqode babaleke usala udobha lawo uyedlela ngemva kwesivalo bekulukhoni but hayi okwamanje ungathi songathi hayi ukuthi dedelele kancane.
Yes, solubambe khonapho ke Marvelous, ngena khonapho.
Tukunzwa kubva kuna vamusipa varitaura ivo vari kuBritain vachiti ivo vabvunzwa naGibbs kuti ko zvakamira sei pakati pakatanga COVID zvechokwadi vanhu vanga vasinganyatsoziva kuti zvinofamba sei panyaya iyoyo yeCOVID kuti munhu anoibata sei uyezve vari kuti ivo vanoshanda pamabasa I think vati mutransport industry inoreva kuti pane vamwe sezvo vanhu vanga vasisiri kuenda kumabasa pane vamwe vakatombomiswa mabasa uyezve pari zvino vari kuti nyika yeBritain yativhurwei ijana saka pari zvino vari kungotarisa kuti vaone kuti zvichafamba sei panyaya iyoyo yeCOVID-19 nekuti tinoona kuti nezuro ndakataura nemumwewo pachirongwa chandinoita cheletstok ngatikurukurei ari kuBritain anga achiti iye paakapinda muzvitoro akashamisika nekuti akatoona kuti vanhu vanga vakatozara vachitenga mungave muri mumasupamaketi kana muzvitoro zvekutenga mbatya. So let me just ask you a question. I spoke to someone yesterday on one of my programs, and they said that when they went to the stores, the stores were full, and some of the people were not socially distancing or wearing masks. What did you see in your area?
You mean in my area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I didn't go to shops, but I've seen it on TV. Like people were queuing and so crowded, like as if, you know, it's something new that they've never tried before. You know, it was strange to see people behaving that way, but I suppose they knew what they were doing. But that's the main worry at the moment, that such behavior, if we don't really take care or look after ourselves, if we behave that way, it's all our responsibility. So that thing will have another wave if we don't really do the right thing that we're supposed to do, mm-hmm. to look after each other.
Thank you very much, Mr. Msipa. Apo vari kuti ehe zvechokwadi vari kuzviona pa television kuti vanhu vanenge vari kutoenda kuzvitoro vamwe havasi kuita social distancing vamwe havana kupfeka mamasika vari kuti vari kutotya kuti pangazoita third wave sezvo kuBritain kune imwe iyaiya iri kunzi variant inotyisa imwe yacho iyaiya yakafanana neiri kuSouth Africa. Back to you Mamo Murozvi uyezve Patricia Majoni wombotitsanangurira saka kuti pari zvino ungati iwewe chii chinokonzera nyaya iyoyi yekuti paitwe depression nezvimwe zvakadaro uyezve zvii zvaungatiwo ungakurudzirawo vamwe vanenge vasangana nezvakadai kuti vaite kana vaonawo zvaitika?
Muno mudiaspora ndinoona tinonyakurudzira kuti vanhu vaite chirwere ichi kuva kunyaya tinonyakugara tega hatina hama dzedu dziri pedo dzaunoto kana paine chakanganisika unovaudzawo kuti veduendo zvadai unongorinowo nemasawira nevamwe vekuchechi asi vakuchaivo chaivo hauna ndochinhu chekutanga. Chinhu chepiri nyaya yekushaya mapepa emuno munyika yekuti ukwanisewo kuendawo kumba kuitawo zvinoita vamwe iyoyo nyaya inorwadza inoitisa kuti vanhu vabatwe neutenda uyu. Nyaya dzemabasa especially idzodzo dzokuti unenge wapinda nyaya yeimmigration kana wangopinda muimmigration mapepa zvinhu zvako zvese nyange zvawanga wainazvo zvinhu dzose izvozvo hautikwanisi kana kutosanda zvobva zvasungwa saka hausitina mararamiro kana kubhadhara rent kana kuchengeta vana kana kubatsira vari kumba hazvichagoni ndopaunozopedzisira wabatwa neutenda uhu.
Muri kuita tinoona mukutaura kwamanga muri kuita makatoti imi makazobatsirwa nevari kumusha hanzvadzi yenyu zvakafamba sei?
Ndapinda munhengekere imomo munyaya idzodzidzi ndakaandinawo mapepa ndanga ndishandisawo saka zvese zvakabva zvasungwa kuta kusunga neutare chaivo saka hanzvadzi yangu anova ebusinessman kuZimbabwe anonzi Mashwede kana kuti Alex Mashamanda ndiye akandibatsira sehanzvadzi haabatsira vanhu ini chete anobatsira vanhu vakawanda Saka akatoona kuti inini ndikaenda kugara kuselta nevana hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Akandirega ndichidzoka futi kumba hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Saka akandibatsira nekundibhadharira rent, nekundibhadharira immigration fees, nekundibhadharira malawyers. Kusvika ndasanda zvafamba kusvika ndazowana. Thank God. Thank God. I'm now a permanent resident of this country. Gore lawyer, ndenda kuenda citizenship. Thank you to my brother.
Maybe just tell us so that Gibbs can understand the question I was asking you, that you were actually saying that when you were in depression, you were no longer working and you were not paying your rent. Nothing was happening. So how did you get out of that hole at that time?
Yeah, you know, when you get into immigration, when you're in immigrants, everything just stops. Even if you go and look for a job, once they run your background check, they will tell you you can't work. So I went into that situation. So I didn't have anybody to help me. You know, here in America, our bills are too much. Somebody can't pay you a bill for $1,000. So luckily, I have a brother in Zimbabwe. He's a businessman. His business name is Mashwebe. And his name is Alex Mashamanda. He is the one who helped me to pay my rent, to pay my immigration fees, to pay my my lawyer until I get my green card.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much, there.
You're welcome. And thank you. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, yeah. So stay on the line there. Don't go away. Just stay put there. Let's go to Tisbanda. So Tisbanda, looking at how Zimbabweans in the diaspora are living, what challenges are you really facing in UK where you are?
Yeah, here just now, just like everywhere else in the diaspora, the challenge that we have is being not able to travel and see family. You know, it's hard. It is a big challenge, you know. Yeah, we try just to send money to families back home and stuff, but not be able to make arrangements to see, because some of us, we had to cancel our trips that were meant to happen a while ago. So it is a challenge. But we're hoping that as the wheel is starting to turn now, things will start to open up and the economy will rise as well, and people will be able to work as normal, and then we'll be able to look after ourselves and make more plans and be able to have a better life, like able to connect more with our families, especially those back home, you know, they rely on us so much.
So, okay, ngakukhangele khona boke ukuthi libhekane nenhlupho ezinjani. Ngesikhathi se-COVID sikhula manje, kukhanya ukuthi kulento eziningi ezikhona. Kuyini okunye okulihluphayo njengabantu abadabuka ezinye?
Well, ngakolwami uhlangothi, ngiyabe mina ngithanda nje ukubonga, uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasinikeza lokho esikudingayo mihla ngemihla, yabo. So ubukhuni esibubonayo na lana kuyaphileka ma ukuthi uziphilela wena wedwa, unganaki omunye umuntu ngaphandle, hayi kuyaphileka, ngoba lo hulumene walana ulala usizo, yabona. Ma ungekho emsebenzini ulale scheme okuthiwa yifalo le. So uyathola khona lokho kuyi 80% kwemali wawuyisebenza ngaphambilini. So kuyakusiza ukuthi ube uqhubeka uhamba. Akwenelisi khona ukuthi ukwenze uphefumule kakhulu, kodwa ke akufani.
Yeah, marvelous.
Maybe let me go back again to Mamo. Mamo, tukuzwa mkoma agari kutawarosho kuitika kubritain Paris, you know. Iko kukuna storyline, apanyaye mabasa pangweno ye COVID-19, shaka mirasi.
Zwaka oma. Vanhu vazhinji vakaruza mabasa avo. Asi kunyanyisisa gore rakapera pazvakatangisisa. Vanhu vazhinji vakaruza mabasa. Asi takanyanyozobatsira kuno ndechekuti vanhu vari kupiwa mari dzekuti vabatsirikane vari kumba. Ndozviri kunyanya kubatsira kuno.
Titsananguriro panyaya dzemari idzi munenge muchipiwa zvakamira seko?
Pakatanga lockdown yegore rakapera, munhu wese kwakavharwa, munhu wese akakwanisa kupiwa mari iyoyo. Saka pakatanga muna March taipiwa $800 pasvondo kusvika muna July. Tipuwa $800 pasvondo.
Pane zvamakataura zvakare panyaya yekuti baba venyu vakashaya, asi makati makarotswa nababa venyu musati mazopinda mudepression. Imbopindai panyaya iyoyo kuti zvakafamba sei?
Wongu marvelous. Musi wakatorwa bhodhi yababa vangu ikanorara mumba, ndo musi wavakandirotsa kuno vachizomuka vachivigwa kuZimbabwe dzanga dziri 11 o'clock dzekumakuseni, kuno kudzanga dziri 5 a.m. Saka vanga vatondivhakatira panapa. Ndiri muhope ndakanzwa vachitaura kuti mwanangu Mamoyo, mwanangu ndaenda Jerusarema, but usanyanya kurwadzikana nokuti zvese zvauri kushuvira green card rauri kutemerera iro mwanangu kuchari 1. Ndakachema muhope ndikamuka ndikazvitarisa ndaitochema.
Mungatini zvechivanhu zviripo here kudhayaspora kuti munorotswa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe kwasha ikoko, inini zvichizoenderana nezvandakasangana nazvo?
Ini ndakatorotswa. Pandakarotswa pacho ndo musi vachivigwa 11 o'clock dzekuZimbabwe kunoku dzanziri 5. 11 o'clock dzekunoku ndo pakabva pauya veimmigration. Saka ndakatorotswa chaizvo chaizvo.
Okay, Gibbs.
So now you are telling us a very interesting story about what you dreamt of and all those kind of things. So at the end of the day, you know, you've got a green card, you've got all these other things. So what is next?
I mean, you know, those suspicions of like, you know, dreaming about the dead person. Yes, I believe it now because, you know, whatever he said to me, that what happened later to me. So yeah, I'm a happy woman now. I have my green card now. I can go home and go and get the closer to see where he was buried, and I'm happy. Very happy woman.
Yes, so the next step is for you to get the citizenship, right?
Yes, but you know, with the green card, I can go wherever I want to go. I go home, I can come back. Because my green card is 10 years green card.
Mm-hmm.
So in 3 years, 5 years, I can get my citizen. I already have only a year left for me to get my citizenship.
Perfect. And then, D, we see that this issue of immigration is very critical to many Zimbabweans living in Britain. And most of them don't have proper papers, you know. So these are very problematic. And how are you guys handling all these kind of things?
Yeah, such situation is really tough. And some people have been in that situation for quite a long time, almost between 15 to 20 years, they still haven't really got their proper papers. So, and if you're in that situation, it's kind of very challenging because, one, you're not allowed to work. So you have to rely on, if you still entitled to benefits, but short after you have your refusal and stuff, they cut off the benefits. Then you have to do other means. That's why most people at times you find that they work in different names and stuff. There's nothing they can do. That everyone needs to survive. So that's the survival way of living in that situation. It's tough. I don't know why they do it that way, but it's not nice to be in that situation. Yeah.
So guys, I want to amapepa vele into supayo ti kona ngapoke e Britania. Damato abaneng abatawo Zimbabwe mapeka na lusupo lelo amapepa. Austin nanu kuti abaneng benu ti kuba kanjani ko.
Yeah, kancane kodwa bayawathola abantu, but ke abangawatholi bazi ukuthi kulohlupho. Ikuphila ethembeni nje, ukuthembela ukuthi maybe kulo mnyaka kuzoba right, maybe kulwa mnyaka ozayo or noma kungangena a new government kuzoba lo tshintsho kulukhuni. Yeah, ngathi bahleli bebopha amafindo njalo nje against abantu ababuya ngaphandle vele kwelizwe. Lokho kudala ukuthi abantu babe abanye baba le depression njengoba usisi bebalisa lapho. So that kind of a thing yazi ukuthi ngeke ngezwe istory noma bengingabazi labo bantu kodwa ukuthi abanye bazi bafika esizingeni sokuthi umuntu azibone ukuthi impilo yakhe vele ukuthi ayisilutho, umane athathe umphefumulo wakhe ngenxa yalokho, that's depression. So akusento enhle kakhulu.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead.
Tinoona kuti mazuva ano tikuona muri kuita zvimwe zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pamusoro pechirwere ichochi chatingati chekunetsekana mupfungwa. Chii zvamuri kuda kuti muzoita mune ramangwana? Mune zvirongwa here zvamuri kuda kuti kutamba kambani here muda kuita sei?
Mupfungwa mangu ndikutsvaga vanhu vanondibatsira, vanhu vakaita semi. Ndoda kuti ndikwanise kuti ndingakwanisa here kuita non-profit organization inobatsira vanhu vane depression and anxiety here in America, somewhere abroad in Zimbabwe.
If I can just ask in English, what's your plan now that you have been actually going on social media and talking about and sharing your story, which is really opening up, it's a raw wound. How are people receiving you, and what's your best plan forward? Because when I listened to your story, I was very touched, and it nearly made me cry too. Like I told you earlier on, today is a very difficult day for me to be even on air. It's my late mother's birthday on April the 14th. In fact, this top I'm wearing is from her. So I was interested in when you were talking about your dream. But what is your way forward? What's your plan? How are you going to use this information that you now have about depression and anxiety?
First of all, I say rest in peace, your mother. Right now, I'm trying to help others because there's stigma out there. People doesn't want to come out. They are scared. My story is a bittersweet story. It's a sad story, but it's a happy ending. So I want to see people through my story. What I was trying to say that you can go through all that tough life, but at the end, you can achieve something better, like what I did. Because if I was going to kill myself, then what was going to happen with my kids? What was going to happen with my family? And now I'm okay. Now I have my green card. I can go see my mom. I can go see my father's grave.
What's your word to those that are going through, depression? We've seen even on social media, a lot of people come on social media venting, and there's a lot going on. What's your word to those people that maybe very dark place right now, don't even know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
What makes me come out, I saw a video of a friend. She's in Ireland. Her name is Katrina Anania or Katrina Masomera. She's going through exactly what I went through. And she was running on Facebook. And the next day she did a vlog and come out and tell everybody that's what she was going through. But she didn't want to tell anybody because, I mean, in our community, there's stigma. They'll start talking about you. They'll start telling you that you're crazy. They'll start telling you you're taking medication and, you know, she's crazy. So people doesn't want to come out. So I'm just want to appeal for those who are going through depression like I did. I'll tell you, it's a phase. It will pass. Depression doesn't just attack people who are poor. When I was attacked by depression, I wasn't poor. I had money. I had everything. But something just went wrong, or a family member died, or you lost your job, or anything can happen in your life, and you can get depression.
So, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Let's cross over to Mr. D. Nsipa. So, Mr. D. Nsipa, looking at the way you guys are living, the way you send money back home, like what Ms. Machon is saying here, some of you end up getting depressed. So at the end of the day, how do you handle those kind of situations, you know?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to depression, depression is real. And this thing, it can really cause havoc in people's lives, you know. So we all react in different ways in different situations, you know, that we come across, or we overcome them in different ways. So what happens, or what I find it helping in my case, I keep my mind very active. I'm always an outdoor person. I'm always doing sports, either playing football, running, or whatever, or just keep my mind occupied. It helps, but it's not everyone who does that. So people, especially around this lockdown period, you know, people were so secluded and feel isolated. That's why many people have suffered the depression period, you know. So speaking out, and so that people will know that what you're going through, you shouldn't go through that alone. It's not your problem. It's not a problem being depressed. We are sociable creatures. That's how we're built. So if you are forced to be isolated, then there is a lot that goes on in your mind. You ask yourself questions, then you most of the time you probably give yourself negative answers. That takes you down the drain. It's not motivating you at all. So self-motivation, especially if you've been an active person, or you've been so much busy with work and all of a sudden that stops, it's been a challenge. So talk to your neighbor, look after each other, talk to people in your community and make it known that you're not feeling great. So, because depression is real.
Yes, thank you so much. And still on the line, we've got Mr. Mosi Dube, who is in South Africa. I think he is actually facing some difficulties as well, like many people there in South Africa. So, Baba Mosi, Tube, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kanjani, Tube?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu, ye. Akusitshela ukuthi ngesikhathi se-COVID khona manje liphila njani khona ngapha?
Hayi, khona manje kunzima kakhulu. Hayi, impilo ishintshe kakhulu. Since nje COVID, imisebenzi iphelile. abantu izinto ziyadura kuzima kakhulu iCovid isihlukumeze kakhulu sisinje yaqala impilo hayi ayizange isafana izinto zinzikuzima kakhulu kuzima kakhulu
siyabona le mncele ivaliwe sibili kutsho ningini konoko
ekuvalwa kwamncele kuhlukumeza kakhulu ikakhulu njengoba ikakhulu nxa ngabe uthumela impahla ngoba lezi moto sezilimited kuqala bekungcono ubukhethi ukuthi ungaya kuleyi lo lathi hayi kuyimanje sembala and izinto zaphahla ezidura ngengathi tholthi njengathi sauthi yakhonfirma ngesithi mhlawumbe into njengeisibhedi nje uyezokuthi 2000 uthi akhangela into njengokudla ama-charges akhona like isaka nje lokudla i-700 ungakhathalekile ukuthi kulani phakathi
so singathi kulobuzima sibili unezihlobo yini esezibanjwe umkhuhlane lo oziduzane lawa
makhulu okungcono kuqala kuthatha akudli bakhona sibili abamanje
babephila njani
bona hayi bona babezihlalela nje khona ngoba bathi umunye uthola into yakhona wayiqala ezwa efuthela before uthe ma esehloliwe wathotha lakho wayengezwa
yes siyakuzwa Dube ungazani ke amagagasi akho abalekabijana so marvelous all what is yes can you hold on there khonapho ke babo Dube bamba khonapho so his network is not doing well there but we can hear what he's saying so all what he's saying is that the borders are still closed you know you cannot go back home you know from South Africa and just because of that reason they are facing many problems you know in terms of you know taking some money home you know even seeing some relatives and all this he says is very much depressing so about Dube xa ukungizwa konapho so ke manje ubona ngani uya phambili izakubamba njani konke lokho
hayi khona kunzima ngoba ngibona lasekhaya kathi sikhuluma lo mntwana ethi bazafunda 2 days so ambona ukuthi amabhoda ethu ezovula masinyane khona ngathi kunzima kukhona kusazohamba kuye phambili ngoba ma ubona sesikolo sebelimita ukuthi bethi 2 days kuthi ukuthi ibhoda sote engavula eli ngoba izolo beyindlalela i-ZBC lakho beyikhuluma ukuthi hayi inani labantu abalokhuzayo liyakhuphuka kakhulu
abatholakala
abanomkhuhlane liyakhuphuka kakhulu
ye bamba Dube khonapho kungayikatshani so they Mr. Dube is saying that no there appears that you know COVID-19 cases are going up in Zimbabwe Marvelous can you chip in there
Mamu tinombonzwa kubva kwamuri muri kunzwa vamwe vari kutaura vari ku South Africa vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino zvinhu zvakatiomei mabhodha akavharwa uyezve vari kutotyira kuti COVID-19 ingati 1.2 ndozvanga zviri kutaura muteveri wedu vari kubva pari zvino asi tomboti iwewe kune vamwewo vakateerera zvavataura zviya nechirungu pari zvino vari kutarisana nekushushikana mupfungwa nezvimwe ungavatsigise sei kana kuti ungavayambire kuti vaite sei panguva ino yecovid-19 nokuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vanenge vakavharirwa kumba kwavo ikoko asi kana vari kutarisana nekushushikana uku kwedepression vanofanira kuita sei
Here we don't have any lockdown anymore for everybody. Yes, we don't have any lockdown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, they are free to go anywhere. You can go to the stores. You can go anywhere. You can even go to the bars now in clubs.
Really?
Yes.
Social distancing. Ati tomboti kune vamwe nekuti avo vari kuSouth Africa yavo lockdown ichiripo zvichana zvakafanana nekuZimbabwe kuti mabhodha achiri akavharwa tomboti vari kutarisana nedepression vangadii
No mask is mandatory even if inini wacho ndakabaiwa majekiseni unofanira kutongopfeka mask hapana paunoenda pausingabvumidzwi kunge wakapfeka usina kupfeka mask
Asi
kune avo vacho vakaita vanhu vari kuSouth Africa you know genuine ukukoma nehama dziriko nemasaura arikoko vatakutobatsirawo kutochengeta kuti ndikaonawo $20 ndobatsira nokuti mabasa avo vazhinji vacho akapera zvinhu zvinorwadza sikuru
saka ungayambirawo kuti tiitomboti vari kutarisana nedepression
kubuda panze
famba tozatorwa navano tipa kuti kubuda panze uchitaurwa nevamwe uchitoma exercise and haungogari mumba ungoti nhamo yangu pano kuri mumba ukadaro zvinobva zvatonyanyisisa unozopedzisira unozoonekwa watora tambo wazvisunga kana kumwa mapiritsi asi kubudawo panze uchitaura kana vari mumalockdown kufona ikoko kupota uchigara uchingofona uchingoto wakadii zviri kudii kwenyu zvakazodii zvikazodii zvinhu izvozvo zvinobatsira zvikuru.
Ye, nxasisikangele baba can you hold on the Miss Majoni? Let's talk to Mr. Msipa. So Mr. Msipa, you know, at the end of the day people are always worried. You know, time and again about things that are happening in their lives. So what is worrying you most these days during this COVID crisis?
Well, what bothers me or what I'm not certain with is, as I was watching when they opened the country, especially down south, how people were behaving like as if they don't know where we've been through for such behavior. We have to learn to live in a new way now, like keep others safe and keep yourself safe. So that behavior of not wearing masks is the thing of the past now. That's a norm. We have to wear masks. We have to look after each other. We have to social distance where possible. Because we don't want to go back to that. Really, everyone wants to have an open country. We want to start moving and start to do things like in a better way. Because it's been tough.
Yeah. So sengathi baba Msipa, ungathi kuyakwethusa kakhulu kuyini empilweni. Kona manje njengoba uphila labanye abantu.
Yeah, okungishayisa ngovalo nje ikakhulu indlela ukuthi mase singabuya sibe lenye iwave yalo mkhuhlane uyabona kuyethusa angazi ngoba ukhanya ngathi lo mkhuhlane uba less strength from time to time, like we've heard that there was a South African virus which is different. So even ma want to be touch a lama vaccine at the moment. We don't know. As it was with lama vaccine azo wengabe la yini lo o munyo le strength as a different lom kushan. We have one as it was well with if sasa li pattern.
Yeah, marvelous. You maybe you can talk to mama.
Mamo, tukunzwa, vam sipa warumta oraosha, vame tivo, shirikunyanyo, vaneta, panguwa hiyo yino e COVID. Iwe ungati iko oko, tunuona otimatiku North Carolina vani waka purirwa. Pane elezo ungati jimetu, wakumusha, nukusha isa hope, kuti, dai pamweja, daisha, dai panguwa hiyo e COVID.
Eko kufurirwa, eko kukataka ita ndo, kukutu kangani sa zumbaka wani. One ever skano wangu vatu vabatwa nacho chirwere ichocho isitutiti zvavapinda zvichinopera. Saka vanhu havasi kunyanya kutora mapesenzi avanofanira kunge vachiita, vari kungofamba pese pese. Ende sevana inisu mubereki ndine vana unoedza kuvataura kuti vana musadai musadai, ende zvikoro kuno zvakatovhurwa. Saka izvinoizi pazvakavhurwa oni mazuva mairi zvakabva zvavharwa nekuti kwakabva kwaita outbreak yeCOVID kuzvikoro futi.
With that marvelous, we have come to the end of our program today. It's so good that we had our special guest, and one of them is Patricia Majoni, who lives in North Carolina. Thank you very much for coming today. We also had Mr. T. Nkomiapi Msipa, he is in UK, and we also had Moses Dube, who is in South Africa. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mtanganya. Huye, Chitenda Mamu Mroji, Patricia Majoni, kuti mauya pano mchiwanikwa mchitaurawo pamusoro pezva makasangana nazvo muupenyu hatozosangana zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa.
Good night all. Bye bye.